from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Friday.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Yeah, New York City on a Friday night. I'm running on fumes, but I'm here for a 4-hour KM to 2 AM. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. The Mets are back. They bounce back. And man, did you see Fanatics Fest today? Like, that's where I lost all my energy, lost my voice. But it was amazing. And for all the people that didn't go, go tomorrow and go Sunday. I'll be hosting live 12 to 3 right when you walk in at the WFAN booth. Man, that was everything. Let's talk about these two baseball games tonight. Let's talk a little football, if you might. And let's just pass this time, as we're running out of time in this summer. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan till 2 a.m. taking your calls. Let's start with the New York Yankees. It's Players Weekend. And Players Weekend, they used to have different uniforms. They had the like Little League style uniforms in the past. They let the players in the past put different names on the back of their uniforms. Remember, the Yankees never have names on the back of their uniforms, but we saw names like the Big Fundy and Baj, and I don't know, there were some bad ones with the Yankees. Call me up and tell me all the bad names that the Yankees had on the back of those jerseys. Maybe you bought one of those jerseys. I refused. But yeah, now they just have, you know, some colorful numbers on the side of their helmets and or on the side of their fitteds and crayon bats. And the New York Yankees are facing the Detroit Tigers, and they're literally facing off against a bunch of kids. Let the kids play. Little League weekend. And the Yankees got to get greedy here. These guys are making their debuts, right? You're seeing former first-round pick Trey Sweeney making his debut. You're seeing Jace Young, Josh Young's little brother, who I was listening to Susan. Supposedly, he's better than Josh Young. Man, when he got rung up by Cole and turned back to the umpire, I'm like, this is your first night out here, boy. You can't bark at the ump yet. But it let me know that, okay, this guy is a pelotero. He must be a ball player. He must know, hey, I mean, my brother's a World Series champion. I'm better than my brother. I'm next up. 888-808-1019. If you watch that Tigers game tonight at Comerica Park, they DFA'd our guy Gio DeGaw, Gio Urshela, to make room for their young guys. I also heard Susan talk about A.J. Hinch saying that they want to give these guys 60 days. 60 days of runtime. To evaluate, to see them play. You know what? When I see stuff like that going on, I'm like, that never happens over here with the Yankees. We don't know what that's like. The last 2 months of the season, let's call up all the kids that we can to evaluate, and whatever happens, happens. We're not, what? They had their Motor City, City Connect uniforms on. Every city that the Yankees visit, they wear their City Connects. You just saw the White Sox with their Southside uniforms on. The Yankees don't want to have City Connect uniforms. I don't think they ever will, but I did get a tweet. I got to give this guy credit. He's like, if the Yankees do it, they're going to do it with the sea foam green color. Like the players are starting to wear with their gloves, their sliding gloves, their, you know, their accents, their elbow guards. I'm like, okay, might be on to something with the Statue of Liberty, New York Yankees. New York Yankees won't do it. They won't do it. The most the Yankees will do is slap on a star insurance patch and they'll take the white strip from around the font and the numbers on the road grades like you've seen. But anyway, let's talk about the game. You guys know I like to talk about everything, but I just don't like to break down games. Like, night to night, like I feel like that's for the podcast. If you're listening to a Yankee podcast, they're going to recap all three games on a podcast. Same thing with like the Rico Bronya. They're going to recap all the, like we are going to talk all around the game and different themes. And there's a few different themes that came out of this Yankee game. I'm looking at the lineup as I get home from Fanatics Fest. And my spirits was just so high after everything that I saw at Fanatics Fest. It was amazing. I'm going to tell you why it was amazing. I'm going to tell you why it doesn't matter what they charge you to go in there. They need to raise the prices tonight. I saw a lot of people complaining under WFAN promoting it. Oh, yeah, they're money gouging the fans. How come WFAN won't speak out about how much it cost? Yeah, I guess because I didn't have to pay to go in there. I'm speaking to someone. But like, if I wasn't who I am in the media, I would pay to go. You guys don't understand. Everybody's in there. I'll get to it. But when the Yankees lineup came out and I see Gleyber Torres leading off, I see Alex Verdugo batting fifth, I see Jose Trevino. They told you Trevi was coming back. He's going right in the lineup. Jose Trevino, DJ LeMahieu at first base, Oswald Peraza right in there. They sit down. Oswaldo Cabrera, a.k.a. Cabby. Did you guys hear the other night Judge referred to Oswaldo Cabrera as Cabby? That's a new one. Cabby and Judgy and Glaby and Kingy and Coley and Clayy. I don't know. My bad. I'm loopy. It's a Friday night. I've been up for X amount of hours. But yeah, I didn't want to hate on the lineup. I'm like, whatever. It's the Tigers. Whatever, bro. And then they go into the game and they get it done. The lineup doesn't score 100 runs, but they do enough. And I mean, first inning runs bode well for winning the game. Get on the board. But let's talk about Peraza Palooza 2024. He's back. Yo, buddy, this is the time. Round of applause for the Peraza party that we saw. Big O with the toe. Tony toe tap. He went deep, and I'm like, good. Transfer that AAA power over into the major leagues. It is time now. 888-808-1019. And I had a thought today. Here's another theme that we're going to talk about. Peraza being up. And I had a thought today as I'm watching Volpe lose his bat. I feel like I've seen Volpe lose control of his bat. I mean, like, not for nothing. I was never that good of a baseball player. I stopped playing when I was 13. I wish I played longer. But I feel like if you're losing your bat that much, like, how much are you locked in? I know you can squeeze the bat too tight, but it's like you're losing your bat. It's like you're not in control. Anyway, I'm starting to worry about Volpe, and I feel like he needs a day. Everybody needs a day. Everybody needs a day off. I don't care what you do. As radio hosts, we take a bunch of days off. You need a day to rest and reset. The kid plays every day. He plays shortstop for the New York Yankees. And with Oswald Peraza up, and also us seeing Oswaldo Cabrera, who plays with a spark and a flair and is clutch and is athletic and should be in the lineup, I had a thought about DJ LeMahieu and Anthony Volpe right there. There is an opportunity here for the Yankees to play a little musical chairs, have a little bit of a carousel in that infield with Jazz Chisholm being hurt. Jazz Chisholm, he'll be back, but I'm not even thinking about that. I'm not even worried about his timetable. But what I'm saying is now, like DJ, do we need to have so many DJ at-bats? I don't even want to go through. I know it's just one game tonight, but it's just like DJ, I told you guys, DJ was hot for like a week. Fool me, can't fool me again. I knew it wasn't gonna hold, but like, you know, I remember saying, hey, imagine if we can get this from DJ, but we're not going to get that consistently from DJ LeMahieu. But they're going to play him over Ben Rice because Ben Rice is a rookie and he struggled. Cabby can play first base. You can put Cabrera at first base. I've seen him there against the Tigers, a bunch of kids. And Oswald Peraza, now that he's up, I had the thought today, he was up before Volpe was up. The Yankees had him starting at shortstop in the 2022 American League Championship Series against the eventual World Series champions. I saw an eerie video, bro. Talking Yanks posted it. I wish I didn't see it. I don't know if I would have caught it if they didn't post it. Jose Altuve, like, drills the ball off the wall, off the, what are those, the Crawford boxes, something. What do they call them in Houston? Yeah, Paul just said, you're right. He drills a ball into the wall, and the ball hits the New York Yankees score and knocks it home. It's almost like Altuve, like, dink, we're coming. We're getting closer and closer, October. We're coming. You thought that you swept us early in the year and you could count us out. We'll see you very soon. We're coming. Whatever. I'm not afraid of the Astros. Bring it. But anyway, with this infield, we have some options. And you should try and figure some things out right now if you're the New York Yankees. Before Jazz Chisholm comes back, there should be a little bit of a rotation. Like, I don't need to see DJ at third base. You have two young athletic guys in Peraza and Cabrera that can play the hot corner better than DJ right now at 34, 35 years old. I really don't even need to see him at first base. But I understand the righty-lefty dynamic with Ben Rice. And Ben Rice as a rookie having some clutch moments, having some power, having a great swing and having some good discipline at bats, but also struggling as well. Put Cabrera there once a series, once a week. Why not? I'd love to see maybe all three of those young guys in an outfield or an infield of Cabrera, Torres, Volpe, Peraza, or give Volpe a break. He needs a day. When I saw him call off Peraza with Luke Weaver on the mound and drop that pop-up, I'm like, that's bad. That's bad. You can't call a guy off and then not make the play. You can't call a guy off and not make the play, but then I'm starting to think about, what's their dynamic? Are they friends? Are they cool? Is Volpe looking over his shoulder at this guy? Iron sharpens iron. The cream will rise to the top. The team is the team. The trade deadline's done. This is who we have. And I'm fine with who we have, but I think we have some flexibility with who we have. 888-808-1019. There's no flexibility with 99. You know, Judge is crazy, bro. Judge, what's wrong with that guy? Judge, that last at-bat, Judge said, I'm leaving here with something tonight. You're not getting me. Because Soto popped out. Soto pops up in foul territory. Judge is like, nah, not me, bro. Mm-mm. Especially all y'all talking about how much money Soto's going to make more than me. You know, I don't care. I'm rich forever, but I'm also Judge. I just hit 300. Here comes, boop, 301 to dead center. That at bat. Yo, Judge, I just laugh at Judge because it doesn't make any sense. And nobody call me and tell me about Barry Bonds. Nobody call me and tell me about Ken Griffey Jr. Like, I can't be convinced. I'm completely sold. I am 100% on the fact that this guy that I've watched from the first time he entered Yankee Stadium to now is the best baseball player I've seen. Maybe it's just because I'm a biased Yankee fan and I enjoy watching him play. Maybe it's because I did doubt him for a little bit when he struggled in April. I'm like, maybe he's hurt. Maybe he's getting old. No, he's ridiculous. We got to get that guy in a World Series. 888-808-1019. The Yankees go to Comerica Park and they let the kids play for the Tigers. And they beat the Tigers 3-0 behind. Cole World, Cole Life, Cole-Blooded, Gerrit Cole. That's what it's supposed to look like, Cole. That's what it's supposed to look like, Gerrit Cole. Not, oh, I'm getting owned by Rafael Devers. Not, oh, the Mets are my daddy. Like, how about you be the father, Gerrit Cole? Take those kids to school. And he did. And he had that look about him tonight. That look of like, whatever. Get out of here. Shut him down. Gerrit Cole, thank you. We need that. So now Cole is putting it together. And there were so many people that just say, you know, Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole. And I don't mean to doubt Gerrit Cole too, but, you know, year after year or year to year, it's been different with Cole. Cole goes out there tonight, 6 innings, only 4 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 8 Ks. That's your American League Cy Young winner from last year, starting to tune up, starting to get right on time. And I get it, it's the Tigers, but that's what it's supposed to look like. 888-808-1019. And then when you talk about the bullpen, when you talk about what it's supposed to look like, right? Like the Tigers sweep them, get greedy. They are children. They are children. They are playing. They are playing for evaluation. They are playing to see what they have. AJ Hinch arguing with the umpire. Shut up, bro. We're trying to get out of here. You go Cole to Weavy Wonder. And Weavy Wonder would have been completely fine if there wasn't a blunder. I got bars tonight. It's Freestyle Friday night. I might have to flow a little. Tommy Kane Lee. Good, Tommy. And then Pray Holmes. Pray for Clay, even against the Tigers. That was a good outing for Clay Holmes. It had been a little while. That's what it's supposed to look like, Clay Holmes. Get your confidence. Lock in. Get ready to go. We need more of that. The Yankees win. and your New York Yankees are in first place in the American League East, 73-50, and you got to feel good about that. 87-7, 33-7, 66-66. Just kidding. New number. The Make It Happen Mets. You better make it happen against the Miami Marlins. I was watching that game in the beginning, and I'm like, at this point, right, there is no laughing or trolling, and like, I'm not rooting against the Mets, against the Marlins. You should sweep them. And in the beginning of that game, it got a little thick for no reason. It was just too close for comfort. There was like a controversial, almost double play turned, and they challenged it, like whether Pete was on the bag or not. And the Marlins go up 2-1, and I'm like, nah. And you could hear the groans. Evan Roberts was somewhere in there, you know, writing in his book, scoring the game. Maybe he had to go back. No, double play. Nope. Fielder's choice. What's up, Evan? Shout out to Evan. Evan champed it out today. I saw Evan, shook his hand, and then I immediately put the Purell on. I'm like, Evan, I can't get sick this weekend. We got the whole Fanatics Fest. I'm on tonight. I got to be a whole dad as well. I got to take care of my son. Then I got to host. Let me get the Purell. Good to see you, though. We look good out there. WFN, I think we showed up, man. And just, you know, to shout out all the people that pulled up for the WFAN activation. Like, there were people sitting on those benches to watch the live show that did not move. There were people huddled around that area that did not move. And if you look around in the Javits Center at all that's there, there's plenty other places to go. Not knocking WFAN at all. I'm just saying, like, Tom Brady is walking around. Derek Jeter is walking around. There was a mob of people trying to get to Jalen Brunson. Judge is the king of New York, in my opinion. But I cannot deny that this guy is a king in his own right. The pandemonium I saw around Jalen Brunson today, I guess because I'm not a Knicks fan, I guess because I'm not on Brunson like that. I'm like, to see it with your own eyes, the fandom for him, he's Justin Bieber. 888-808-1019. Back to the Make It Happen Mets. Jared Leto's mom threw out the first pitch tonight. It doesn't matter who throws out the first pitch. If you smell what the Rock is cooking. Bro, they had a bunch of WWE stuff in there. They had a whole WWE entrance thing, a UFC ring. I'm realizing I don't know enough about WWE. I don't know enough about UFC. I gotta get my knowledge up because, like, that was in there too. It isn't just the four major sports. WNBA in there as well. There was a lot of people in there. We'll talk about it. It was like everybody you like from TV, radio, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok, all in one place. Like, all the influencers walking around, people filming, shooting. I absolutely loved it. I cannot wait to go back tomorrow. But for this Mets game, after things got a little wonky there, after things got a little peculiar there in that fourth inning, you're in the middle of the game and you're like, can't have a letdown. And I remember saying a couple nights ago, you know the Marlins are going to play up. They're a last-place team with nothing to play for, but they're going to play up, coming to New York, coming off the shenanigans of the end of the Oakland A's series. But you know what? The Make It Happen Mets showed up. Happy Jeff! Grimace slid him a Happy Meal before the game and said, hey, we're still here. I still see people showing up with that Grimace stuff. It ain't over. Jeff McNeil with a nice home run. That ball is out of here. And then his buddy follows up. His raccoon buddy, Francisco Lindor, with a triple. Harrison Pink Friday Bader scores. And the next thing you know, you exhale a little bit. It's 4-2. And then finding Nimmo. Brandon Nimmo finds it. Where you been, Brandon? What's been going on with you, pal? That was a nice shot as well. Brandon Nimmo notches his 17th homer. And then the Mets go up 7-2, and they wouldn't need any more runs. They wouldn't need to score any more runs. Sean Manaea, not his prettiest outing as of late, but gets the job done. And then Jose Buto. I saw Evan Roberts talk about, you know, the use of Jose Buto, and I was listening to the Rico Bronya, and I was listening to the C-Mac show last night before that, and I get it. People are upset with the use of Jose Buto in the Oakland A's series. a thought that I had is Carlos Mendoza comes from the Yankees organization where they have scripts and they have lanes and they have scheduled days where they're just like, this guy's pitching this day, this guy's pitching this much, and we don't care about the days that are going to follow. But you do have to care, right? Because you may need that guy the rest of the series. And what I jokingly said to Evan online was, can't sweep without taking game one. And obviously, he had a four-run lead as Jake eat 100 burgers in a week. He homered to make it 7-3, but, you know, four-run lead. You just gave up a grand slam a day ago. Like, you got to lock it down. So Jose Buto goes out there, gives you two innings. You don't need to use anybody else. And he's been super solid. And he's one of your main weapons coming out of that bullpen. And he's in the circle of trust. Some other guys haven't entered the circle of trust. Some of these guys have been one foot in, one foot out. You lock it down when you need a win, need a win, need a win. And maybe he'll be available Sunday. Maybe not. Let's see. Buto, how many pitches did Buto throw today? 22. Yeah, he'll be fine on Sunday in case of emergency. 888-808-1019. So now the Mets, a third-place team in the National League East, are 63-59. And we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. We'll take a look at the standings and all of that in a little bit. But I'm going to just continue to gush over Fanatics Fest. I underestimated it. I didn't know what I was walking into. My wife always tells me, like, you know, before we go to restaurants, you should look at the menu. I never do that. Before we go on trips, places, like, sometimes she'll book a hotel or Airbnb. And I just like to fly by the seat of my pants. I like to just let things come to me. And not do all the research and not do all the looking. Like, I had no idea what I was really walking into. I saw some pictures. I saw some videos. But one, it was so easy to park on the street. I did not pay for parking. I don't pay for parking because I've been in New York for too long for that. I will spin the block. I don't know how many times. So I'm like, and my parallel park game is 10 out of 10. And I have a camera in the car, which makes that easy to be 10 out of 10. But even before there were cameras, my parallel park game was 10 out of 10. The apartment complex that I grew up in, I had to parallel park my car. And then I walk into the Javits Center, and I literally walk in. And they were saying, you know, arrive early. There's going to be long lines, this and that, the other, whatever. You know, I was taking care of my son this morning. I wasn't able to get him into daycare and, you know, like get him situated until later. So I missed Jeter this morning. I was watching First Take live from there. They had Paolo Banchero. They had the guys from the Pivot podcast. Man, New York showed out. It was everybody in sports, media, entertainment. As soon as I went in there, people were showing me big love, man. Like, I appreciate the love that I get from being on WFAN, from being in Yankee Stadium, from being in Barclays Center, from just being online, creating content and putting stuff out there. You don't realize how many kids see this stuff. You don't realize how many fans see this stuff. We don't realize how many fans are fans of other fans. And it's dope to be at a Fanatics Fest with other Fanatics. 888-808-1019. So I understand it, you know, for 3 days, I think it was like $150. But what the value in that is if you have an iPhone, right? The content that you get with that iPhone is priceless. That's why it costs so much, because you can go in there and see Dana White, and then you see Roger Goodell, and I didn't even know people liked those guys, and they were mobbed. And then as you're walking, Tom Brady's just strolling through, David Ortiz is strolling through, there's Carmelo Anthony, there's Jay-Z, right behind the WFAN setup. I'm like, yo, that's Hove. They have a whole 40-40 club in there. Travis Scott, Quavo. I'm like, yo, what is this? Like, there are rappers, there are athletes, there are influencers, all of the streamers. I'm not into the streaming, but all these young kids are. Aiden Ross, Kai Cenat, iShow Speed, Los Pollos TV, Sketch. I'm like, these kids are following them with their phones out. It is like putting all of the most famous, popular, influential people under one roof. It's dope. Stephen A., Molly Queerum. I'm like, yo, this is everybody you watch on TV. Mad Dog. Mad Dog comes over from ESPN. He pops in with BT and Sal. Justin Tuck comes over. He's kicking it with Tiki. There's a bunch of Giants fans mobbing the WFAN set. It's UFC. It's WWE. NBA. Allen, I met Allen Houston. They're doing a 3-point contest over there. There's activations for everything. Whatever you like, whatever you're into, whatever sport, whatever brand. If you want to go there and buy clothes, if you want to go there and eat food, if you just want to go and find celebrities and people to take selfies with so that you can get your clout up so you can post on your Instagram, TikTok, whatever. There are people in there vlogging for their YouTube channels. It is amazing. This is going to go on probably every year now. I'm trying to figure out tomorrow how to get an all-access pass because I have VIP. And I also have my media credential, but there's another level. I'm like, I'm about to get to the next level. There's like a whole green room in the back where like everybody is. I just was blown away by the presentation. And I could understand. I've been to so many music festivals and conventions. I've been to Coachella a bunch of times. Bonnaroo, Lollapalooza, EDC, Identity Fest. I've been to, you know, the All-Star Game for Major League Baseball, 5 of them. This was like, I've been to Comic-Con. This was sports Comic-Con. But like Comic-Con, I don't know, it's Comic-Con is different than what this is. I still am blown away. And I know that the operation is going to get better because they had a test run today, right? They're going to know even more about where to set up, where to be, how to keep a flow of people in there, how to, like tomorrow is going to be great. So if you're thinking about going, I know Sal Licata and Joe Beningo will be on for WFAN in the middle of the day. And if you can't make it tomorrow, show up Sunday. I'm trying to get a group. I'm trying to have a big group of KM to AM supporters sitting there. I loved how people showed love for WFAN. People try to say radio is dying. People try to say radio is a dying medium. WFAN is not. If you're into sports, if you like to listen to people talk sports, there were people sitting there the entire time listening to BT and Sal, and then it switched right into Evan and Tiki, and I loved everything about it because I love sports. I love the city of New York, and I thought that Fanatics did a great job. I'll see you guys there tomorrow. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. Let's talk Yanks. Let's talk Mets. Let's talk Fanatics Fest. I've got plenty of time. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let's do it, man. 888-808-1019, Friday night, New York City. We're running out of these summer Fridays, and that's okay because football come back and postseason baseball and all that good stuff. Let's start off with Jason and Edison on the Fan. Hello, Jason.
Yeah. So I just want to tell you, I'm telling you, dude, you're so lucky, bro. Fanatics Fest sounds so much. I really want to go so bad. Like, I've heard it's so crazy, and, like, there's all these people there. It's so cool.
Bro, it is, like, everything, it's like a wild dream. It's like, you know what, sometimes you'll go to sleep, and the stuff that you watch on TV or see on your phone, and, like, weirdly crosses, you got to keep your head on the swivel there, because it's like, yo, there's this guy, there's that guy, that's the girl from it's everybody in one place.
Yeah, talking about the Yankees, I saw the 3-0 victory that they pulled off against the Tigers. Another one of those spoiler teams just ready to ruin the team's playoff push. Aaron Judge, as usual, homers, does a very good job with it. And Oswald Peraza, one that's been on the bench, really hasn't gotten a lot of credit lately. It's a home run. Ends up helping the Yankees to a 3-0 win.
Yeah, Peraza just got with the team. That's his first opportunity, you know, and he made the most of it. I mean, that first at bat he had, I'm like, hey, kid, swing. He's looking to work a walk. I'm like, don't be shy, bro. Swing away. You don't have that much time to prove yourself here. And that second at bat he did.
Yeah,
Judge is Judge. Judge is just, I just laugh when Judge hits these home runs every day. It's just, to be that good at baseball, it doesn't make any sense.
It's so consistent, too. Like, he can hit it, like, days and days in a row. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Just when you think, like, all right, he struck out, all right, he's got nothing, he's like, no, I'm leaving here with something.
Yeah. I look to people like Ben Rice, who got off to a really, really hot major league start, like with home runs in multiple games. I look at Oswald Peraza, and I hope I don't see the same thing from him. He got off, he's still keeping it really hot in his major league time, and I feel like if he should just keep balancing this out and make this last as long as possible, because slumps are a part of baseball, but I feel like Ben Rice could have made it go a little longer. He could have stretched it out a little bit more and helped the Yankees a little bit more.
Yeah, you know what? Rizzo will be back at some point, and I mean, first base, I don't know. Maybe I'm just trying to lobby for Cabrera to get an opportunity. It's just one game. DJ could have a great game tomorrow. We have options. At least we have options. Thanks for the call, Jason. 888-808-1019. Gio in New Brunswick. What's up, Gio? You're on the Fan.
What up, my guy? Fresh is on the Fan, as always.
Yes, sir.
Listen, man, I just want to talk about these Yankees. We're on the same wavelength, because that whole Volpe getting a day off, that's exactly what I'm thinking. And we have this guy, Peraza, that's my boy. Last time I called you, I ran into him at T-Mobile, took a picture with him. Statuesque, young stud. And look, he gets the opportunity. And you're right, he should have swung away, but that was not a strike. So I'm not too upset at that strikeout, because it was definitely below the knees. But for him to come up and now hit, and you know he's got that good defense, but I just think Volpe's being overused. And I don't understand why they're afraid to give him a day off. I'm not really sure. I don't get why they don't just, you know, look at what they have. I don't want to see DJ no more. Let the kids play. Let's get Cabrera. Let's get Oswaldo in there. Even Ben Rice. Throw him at first. Let's get these young guys in there. Why not?
I mean, you're seeing the Detroit Tigers do it, so it's like, yo, just play youth versus youth. With Volpe, you know, and I'm talking to, shout out to Robinson Cards on Twitter right now. He said something I literally said, because BT and Sal earlier in this week were saying Volpe could use a day off. And my first thought was, nah, there's two off days built into this road trip. But now seeing Volpe tonight, I'm like, everybody needs a day off. You have Peraza up. Maybe they do the double off day. Maybe they, if they win, maybe they give him off tomorrow, because they're not going to give him off for the Little League game. He looks like a Little Leaguer. They're not going to have him rest on Sunday Night Baseball in front of the, you know, kids. Maybe we see him out of the lineup tomorrow, but I doubt it, because they have this, like, I don't know how to even put it into terms with Volpe. It's not like a loyalty or a blind loyalty, but
either.
it's just like we're riding with you.
It is.
They told him that when he won the job, you're our everyday shortstop. We're riding with you through the ups, through the downs. You're not getting DFA'd at all. And we're also not going to sit you, which could look like we're benching you when we're really just giving you a rest day. But they give rest days to everybody. I don't know. He's young. So,
at
23, you don't need rest, I guess. I think everybody can use rest.
Absolutely. But at the same time, the eye don't lie. You're looking at this kid. And after the All-Star break, he came out guns a-blazing with that time off. You saw what he did.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great point.
He was on fire. You know what I mean? Right after the All-Star break.
Yep, had some days
now
off.
Yep. It is blind loyalty to a certain degree, because I agree, because I had called prior when he was struggling last season. I'm like, yo, just give him we have all these shortstops. Bring my boy up. Give somebody else an opportunity, because, like you said, iron sharpens iron. Like, you see this guy? And I even missed that play. You said that he called off Peraza and he dropped the ball, a pop-up?
Yeah, so with Weaver on the mound, that ball was in third base territory. I mean, he's the shortstop, so I guess he can do it. But don't do it and not make the play. You can't call somebody off and then drop the ball. It just looks terrible.
It does. Because I was at work watching it on my phone, so I missed a couple things. But I know he called off Peraza on one pop-up. And Peraza just took off. I mean, that's how the shortstop calls it. But I didn't know he called and then drops a pop-up, a routine can of corn. Damn.
Which
he stays off.
At the time, it was like, okay, now the Tigers are threatening here. It made you clench up a little bit. And it's like, we shouldn't even be, we should be out of there. You know, but Luke Weaver locked in, settled in, and we were fine. Thanks for the call, Gio. 888-808-1019. They give Judge off days, or they used to. They definitely give Stanton off days. You've seen Verdugo get off days. Gleyber Torres gets benched. I'm trying to think. There's no platoon situation. I don't think they want to mess with his psyche at all. They want him to be the everyday guy. They want him to work through it while playing. But I think everybody could use a breather. I don't think it would hurt, especially now that you have Peraza here. And like I mentioned, you thought enough of Peraza to bring him up to start for you in the last time you went to the American League Championship Series. Now he just never sniffs shortstop position. Volpe just outright is the short. Like, I don't know. There are people that are now questioning this. Like, I don't think Volpe is a bust. I think people are rushing to label him a bust, and I think it's specifically because of what Bobby Witt Jr. looks like and what Gunnar Henderson looks like being drafted in the same class. And it's actually ridiculous how much better those guys are. But it's starting to bring up a lot of questions now. And those questions are merited.
Hey, what's up, Keith? How's it going, brother?
It's going good. Frank in Bloomfield on the fan. What's up?
Not much. You know what it is. I'm from the Bricks, baby. You already know all day. Dirty dog.
Home of the Devils.
Hey, listen. New Jersey Devils, former New Jersey Nets, but I'm a Knicks fan all day. Even though I know you said you ain't
Nah, these Knicks fans are moving different. Like what I saw on Fanatics Fest, I'm like, bro, back to back second round exits, and these Knicks fans are on one.
Listen, I heard because I was listening to, you know, Mr. Loogie and them, you know, and then there's a little debate with Tommy DeVito and everything, which is another reason why I'm on the phone with you tonight, because I know you, don't take it the wrong way, is a Cowgirls fan, and I don't like the Cowboys.
No, I hate the Cowboys, too, so we're on the same page.
All right, that's what's up. So, you know, before I jump into it, I wish I could have went, because you know something? I would have dressed up like Santa Claus with the New York Knicks jersey, the shorts, the kicks, and the hat, just to walk around and make these guys in the WFA fan booth look like, yo. Because there was that segment that Lugie was talking about Christmas and how he hated it because it's too early in the season. But anyway, that would have been dope. But see, people don't realize nobody pays any respect to Drazen Petrovic from the Nets back in the day. You know, so that's another jersey that's not out there like that. But I do got one.
Yeah, yeah.
You got one, brother. Okay, so topic, yo, the Yankees, they're on fire right now. I could feel it in there, like, just the way they're moving and the way you seen how Cole was pitching tonight. You seen how the game went the other night. And, man, let me tell you, that 3-1, the three homers that Soto hit, I wish he would have hit that fourth one in the ninth inning and would have gave everybody something to look at going up to the playoffs. I have a feeling they will make it to the series. They will win it, probably in six games, if not five, you know, considering who's pitching on the mound throughout the entire playoff series, all right? So that's my theory on that.
Yeah.
As for the Giants, I think the Giants are going to make it. I told them Santa Claus was going to deliver and was going to go to the Super Bowl, but I want to say they'll probably make it to the second round, depending on who's playing, who's healthy, because I know DJ still
York,
got it.
The New York Football Giants or the San Francisco Giants?
No. The New York Football Giants, the Super Bowl team. So, you know, I'm a Duke fan, diehard Duke fan, but I believe that DJ still has some, you know, something left in the tank to prove. And also, Tommy Cutlass, you know, he's a Jersey guy, brother. You know, you got to represent for him. So, you know, that's the one thing I know about that.
Yeah, that was last year. Thanks for the call, Frank. We got to keep it rolling. 888-808-1019. Frank just went through. Here's my teams, and here's what I think they're going to do, Keith. We got time for it. It's Friday night. Crack your beers. Put some in the air. Enjoy yourselves. Call the fan. As long as you keep it clean, I'm here. I'm usually off on Friday. I'm usually off on Friday, but I won't be here next Friday. Next weekend, I got to go to the MLB Fan Cave reunion down at ATL, shorty. So, yeah, we're going to take calls and, you know, lock in. He said that the Yankees are on fire. I disagree with that. What I feel is that the Yankees are the Yankees, and they're playing against the White Sox and the Tigers. And they're playing against them in August, and they're handling business. I mean, like, I'm not writing home about a 3-0 victory. The only things I really had to say about it was Oswaldo, good, swing away, Peraza-Palooza 2024. You don't have much time to be looking at pitches. We need you to come up here and hit, transfer that Rail Riders energy over. Judge is hilarious because Judge, if you're going to pitch to him, like he's going to get you. And I don't know why these guys keep trying Judge. They just want to be on his highlight reel. Another one. 300, now we're on the road to 400. And Gerrit Cole, like I said, Gerrit Cole didn't have the look throwing his glove in the air. He didn't have the look like he can't get out Rafael Devers. He had to look like, yo, this is light work. This is child's play. These guys are making their debuts. These are rookies. They can't rock with me. I'm Gerrit Cole, reigning AL Cy Young winner. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Massachusetts and talk to Dan on the Fan. Dan, hey.
Hello. Hello.
What's up, Dan?
Yeah, hi, Keith. Did you get to watch the end of the Yankee game?
I did. Are you talking about what they were doing, like running in the outfield to go get the ball or what they were doing? Or
No, I just wondered if you had seen the conclusion of the game. I'll tell you
Clay
what.
Holmes?
No. Well, I'll tell you why. I called because Volpe, in that seventh inning, I got Peraza. He's not running for the ball. He's there, and he comes in, calls him off. Okay, so that's one. At the top of the eighth, the first play, again, he's there. Peraza's waiting for the ball, and Volpe comes over and calls him off.
Yeah.
And they cut to left field, and they showed Judge looking in and giving a disapproving look, and he gives the thumbs down, okay? I don't know who he was doing that to. Wouldn't be surprised if it was Volpe, though.
I did not catch a thumbs down.
You did. He did, absolutely. He gave that look, and he went up with his hand and down with the thumb. Honest to God.
Okay, I got to go online and try and find that. I was packing up to leave. I did not see the captain.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge gave a thumbs down to Volpe after...
Well, I don't know if he did. He was looking into the infield. I don't know who he gave it to. I'm just assuming because he gives a disapproving look with his face, and then he raises his hand and goes down with his thumb. You check it out. And also, you know, this whole thing with Volpe, he wasn't even rated higher than Peraza on that prospect list. Volpe had the edge for hitting and power, but Peraza for running, throwing, and fielding. Okay, this is when they were first coming up.
Yeah, I remember. You know? I remember.
They had Volpe listed as 6 feet on the prospect list. He makes the team. Now he's as accurate 5'10". Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The height.
He's a golden boy. But you know something? You were right a few calls ago when you said they want Volpe. And they don't want to take any chances on someone maybe doing well. And then the fans want to know.
Well, and then we got a quarterback controversy. Then we got a shortstop controversy. Thanks for the call, Dan. I don't know if we can verify this. I don't remember seeing Judge give a thumbs down in disapproval to anyone. This is Judge. That doesn't even sound Judge-like. I'm trying to look. I feel like if I search Judge thumbs down on Twitter, like I Judge that wouldn't do that. Judge in center field, I don't know. Now, obviously nobody likes I see. There is this. There is a clip. Somebody's Judge thumbs down, eighth inning after the first out. Wow. I don't know if that was to Volpe. Looks like he was looking towards the dugout. I missed that in real time. I got to do some more digging and figure that one out. Sorry, Dan, you were right about the thumbs down. I just don't know if you're right about him doing that in disapproval of Volpe calling off Peraza and committing that error. 888-808-1019. Whatever. It's not good. This is not a good look, yo. It's not a good look. Like, Peraza comes up. He's playing third. That's the first game this year. Him and Volpe, left side of the infield. Volpe now has played next to DJ, Cabrera, Jazz. Now Peraza. I mean, we've seen Judge and Grisham not know their lanes and their territory in the outfield. That's one thing. That's another reason why I don't think Judge would be giving anybody disapproval. Like, they just did that in the, what, Blue Jay series? I got to do some more digging. Let's go to Yonkers and talk to Teddy on the Fan. What's up, Teddy?
Hey, that play, first, before I get to my main point, that play between Volpe and Peraza reminded me of yesterday, the Little League World Series, a pop-up in the infield, and the pitcher and the first baseman collided, and the ball dropped, and the pitcher is looking at the first baseman like, what are you doing? And the first baseman is looking at the pitcher like, what are you doing? You can't have something like that at the professional level. I don't give a darn about whose ball it was. You can't have that. Yeah, they have to go beforehand.
It's a routine can of corn. It's got to be caught, and it's on Volpe. Volpe called him off and didn't make the play, and that is why I'm saying this guy, he's throwing his bat, losing his bat. He's struggling a little bit. I'm like, why can't he get a day off? Because they're just locked
maybe,
into
maybe he should, Keith. Yeah, we all need a day
tonight.
Off.
0 for 4.
40 years, man. You have to take some days off. Otherwise, you're going to break mentally.
Right. We talk all about mental health and checking on people's mental health and making sure people are mentally right. Well, maybe he needs a mental health rest day.
Yeah, Keith, but here's the question that I'm calling about. Trevino came back. He looked very good. I understand that. But I don't want to hear that Boone is going to platoon him with Austin Wells. He's been consistent. Austin Wells, clutch hits.
Yeah, I'm with you. I said the same thing.
But what's going to happen?
I mean, I heard tonight that Cole was talking about how, like, you know, pitching for the Yankees, you're fortunate because you have a platinum glove catcher in Jose Trevino.
I saw that.
They talk a lot about how he can steal strikes, the pitch framing, and also how he calls games. He's way more experienced than Austin Wells. He's been an all-star. He's a good guy. I've been around him a few times. I know that the teammates, the Yankees, they love him. So there isn't he hasn't lost his job to Austin Wells, even though Austin Wells as a rookie he took full advantage of the opportunity he was given. Now that Trevino's back, and he had a nice little double that dropped in tonight, I think we're back to the platoon situation that we were a couple months ago.
You think in the long run, is that the best way to go?
I don't know, honestly. We're playing the Tigers right now. They're going to play matchups. It's going to be interesting to see, you know. It's going to be interesting to see with Cole, with Rodon. It's going to be even more interesting with, like, Nestor and Stroman, who catches them.
Yeah.
I think Austin Wells is more likely to catch Stroman. I don't know. I just think that they're – now that Trevino is healthy – he's back in there, and they're gonna give Wells a break, and they're gonna probably platoon.
Keith, one last thing: the starting pitching will tell us how far we're going to go in the playoffs. The starting pitching, not the bullpen. It's the starting pitching. We can't have pitchers getting knocked out in the third inning or fourth inning. They have to go minimum five, and hopefully six. But give me five good innings. The starting rotation, and that'll take us, you know, hopefully to the promised land. Keith, great talking to you. Give my best to your boy and your wife, and stay well.
Have a good weekend, Teddy. Yeah, the pitching scares me. It's good to see Cole look like that because Cole is taking the ball in game one, but here comes Carlos Rodon. He's got to have another good outing, and I think he will. But when we're talking about the postseason, when we're talking about who's going to take the ball? Game one, game two, I think it's Heel. Game three, I think it's Rodon because of the price tag. Maybe Stroman. But you're only really going to go as far as these guys can take you. And, you know, it'll be Rodon tomorrow and Stroman on Sunday, and we'll see how they line up the catchers. We'll see. I don't know. We'll see. This is the team. I'm trying not to be a hater on my own team. I'm trying not to hate on the lineup. I've done enough hating on Gleyber Torres, DJ LeMahieu, Clay Holmes. I want to win. And like more than in recent years, I'm looking at this American League. I'm looking at the year that Soto and Judge are putting together. I think I accidentally the other night said that Judge and Soto are the fastest combo to 30 homers and 100 ribbies. It's 100 walks. They're historic right now, and if you get those guys into a postseason where they have enough pitching and enough hitting around them, anything can happen. They could get hot. They could rise to the occasion. We got to get there. We got to get there, and we will. We will. I see more Yankee calls coming in. We'll do a little bit more Mets conversation when we come back from the break. We'll also do my Casamigos big shot of the night. This is KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Back right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.